New Jersey native Ted Leo has a new album out. It's called Living with the Living. He's a favorite among indie rockers who like a little politics with their angst. Christian Horde of Rolling Stone magazine has this review.
For most of the 90s, Ted Leo toiled in relatively obscure indie rock bands. In the summer of 2000, I saw him play an excellent show to 20 college kids in a basement in Michigan. Nowadays, though, Leo is headlining much larger venues, having caught on with a sizable audience. And Leo has just released his best album yet. Now we don't ask for medals, we don't ask for praise. We work hard instead and then we walk away. But when the question still pins at the end of every day, I'll open up to what it's saying, up to what it's saying. Living with the Living mixes Leo's typically spry, punk-influenced sound with plenty of melody and some other good stuff. The result is a pretty good record, one that, at its best, is both rousing and infectious. That song, The Sons of Cain, typifies much of Living with the Living, which Leo recorded with his backing band, The Pharmacists. It's a bouncy, catchy cut, with Leo's high, piercing voice set against guitars that are ragged but nimble. Befitting of a smart, restless guy, Leo also delves into power pop and touches on folk, R&B, and reggae. Leo also gives you politically charged, left-leaning lyrics on songs like CIA. Suffice to say, Leo's not so thrilled with that organization. A few of those political cuts suggest a sort of alternate version of The Clash. Here's one of them, Bomb, Repeat, Bomb. But you want to give yourself a second to take in the beauty of the sight. As you're coming over the mountains, between the green earth and the sky, and there are a few problems with Living with the Living. Namely, Leo's voice gets a little annoying when he stretches it to the limits, and there's some forgettable material. But in a year already filled with acclaimed indie rock releases by the Arcade Fire and the Shins, Ted Leo won't be forgotten, thanks in parts to cuts like this one, A Bottle of Bucky, which shows that Leo has a tender side to go with his hot tunes.
The album is Living with the Living by Ted Leo. Christian Horde is a contributing editor to Rolling Stone magazine. 9 years down the road and I remember it still. Standing on a corner back in Governor. 9 days out from home. Feeling no pain, a northern city sun breaking through the rain. That warmthless sun barely shining on me. I left you at home in this restless soul of mine. Had me starting to roam, but the first time I stood by the banks of the Clyde, I